Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%, and y'all know how we do. We go hard in the paint. We don't pull up for jimmies. We go all the way to the hole, and I'm throwing the alley-oop. And what you giving them, 100?
Stink face, bitches!
And if you want to get some of that stink face, call in number is 646-929-2037. Once again, call in number is 646-929-2037. And we definitely going hard in the paint tonight. I mean, obviously, we all know what happened this weekend, and we're going to get into that a little bit later, but it's a whole bunch of stuff going on. And what? We got, what, 3 days left, 100?
So they say.
Yeah, 3 days left. So I guess, you know, we social network. I mean, you go to the Smooth Drama site. You can catch me on Twitter, Facebook. Meet me. I'm Smooth Drama. Add me. I'll add you back for these last 3 days. We can chop it up a little bit before the end is near. But, you know, if you want to be a subject of Miss 100% for these last 3 days, tell them where they can catch you, 100.
They can catch me on Facebook, Miss 100%, or email me, Miss 100% at yahoo.com, or they can follow me on Twitter at the number 100%. And Miss 100%, she has her own domain and all of that. So I'm starting to build that, and as soon as I get done with that and everything is up and running, I will let y'all know about that.
Uh-oh. we gonna have queenofthelittlepeople.com?
100%.com, but it's not, you know, everything needs to be set up right now. So it's just in the beginning stages, but it's, yeah. Miss the Queen of the Little People, she's going to have her own little segment. Miss Shaquanda is going to be joining me on there as well. Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of stuff for people to see and all of that.
Yeah, soon we ain't even going to be able to, talk no more. You're going to be branching off to your own kingdom.
Yeah, right. That'll never happen.
It happening, like. retarded people, they make the world go round. You know that there is a male chastity device, 100?
Oh yeah. If men would learn to keep their dicks in their pants, maybe they wouldn't need it.
Well, it's called the CV3000, first and foremost.
That sounds scary as hell.
And it's supposedly a penis-shaped plastic cage that's supposed to hold it, and a ring that goes around the base of the penis, trapping the ball between the ring and the cage.
Wow.
That already, to me, is like, nah, I want to have this on. Why?
Just like that one guy that blogged and told us that he was driving around in his woman's panties because she told him to. So, because we tell y'all to.
Yeah, I'm not listening. I mean, it's like, it's supposedly like 2-3 inches long.
What?
Yeah, I'm like, it's not going to work for me.
That's not going to work, because if you're going to have I don't want to say, well, a cock ring is what it's called, on there, then you're going to be hard. So, I mean, the wind blow and you're going to get hard. So, I mean, how is that going to work out? That's going to be kind of painful. So, yeah, I'm not anything that hurts the penis, I'm against.
Yeah.
We don't hurt penises here at Smooth Drama.
Yes. ER 5,000% against hurting penis. Smooth Drama. And the fact that, I mean, the chastity devices weren't a good idea when they were doing it for women.
Not at all.
And for somebody to make it up for men, it's like maybe it was a woman who thought it was funny.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it wasn't funny when it was women with metal in their drawers.
It wasn't funny, but well, I ain't wear shit. So, first of all.
Right.
But I'm saying women did wear them. So, maybe some men somewhere could wear it for about, 10 years and see how it felt for women to have to go through that shit.
And we would want to do that. Why?
Because y'all are sensitive and y'all want to be able to relate to us, because y'all want to show that y'all love women and y'all are not against women and y'all understand, our heartache and our pain.
All right, but last time I checked, I know no woman who has ever wore a chastity belt.
But it's not really the wearing of the chastity device that's the thing. The thing is actually knowing how it feels to be restricted and restrained and be told you are not allowed to do something because you're a woman.
Okay.
It's the symbolism.
Yeah, we're going to move on from this because I got nothing good to say. You about to make me start cussing.
So then you will really understand our pain. If you start cussing, yes, then you truly understand.
Well, speaking of pain, there's an Australian woman who, she won her lawsuit. From 2007, she got injured during sex with a male friend while staying in a motel in her hometown, Sydney. I guess during the sex, a glass light fitting was torn from the mount above the bed and landed on her face, injuring her nose and mouth. And she said she suffered depression and was unable to continue working for the government.
Wait, hold on. So she was in a hotel having sex with some dude and then erased all the other and then put the other part of it. She can't continue working for the government.
Yeah.
It's like, so you were in a hotel fucking the dude because that was what a contract that you had to do for the government. What the fuck are you talking about?
Hey, government sanctions prostitution every now and again, I guess.
Isn't it? Is prostitution legal in Australia?
No.
That's not one of the places?
Well, no. But It was. It wasn't prostitution. I was just joking. It was, he just was having sex while she was staying in the hotel. She sued because something hit her while she was officially in an official capacity in a...
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Because she was actually... at the hotel because she was on an assignment from her job.
Right.
But even though she was having sex, she was injured. And that constitutes her being able to get workers' compensation benefits because in actuality, she was on an assignment for her job. So.
Well, I'm like, that's the best sex ever.
I mean, that's a way to get over, though, ain't it?
That's sex. And then you don't have to work no more?
I mean, they must have been doing some shit to pull the damn chandelier down.
Hey, they were working it out.
Wow.
They were working it out.
Wow.
That's how you do it. And speaking of working it out. You know, I guess your boy Frank Ocean, and I say your boy because
my boy.
Yeah, you know who he is. I don't know who he is.
I don't really know who he is. I don't understand. The first time I heard of Frank Ocean was when he said that he was gay. That was the first time that I ever heard of Frank Ocean.
Well, technically, he says he liked men and women. He's okay. Giving his options open.
Okay. That's nice.
Yeah. Ain't it?
That's nice.
Anyway, I mean, dude is trying to milk it for all it's worth. Because, you know, he came out and was like, yeah, this might be my one and only album because I'm going to work on other options.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, we all really, really have been in big anticipation of this album that I don't know the name of.
It's a lot of people that really like this guy, but I'm not one of them because I really don't know who he is. But I would say that he's doing a smart thing because you know how people that really don't have talent, they just stay and stay and stay until they're embarrassing themselves. At least he has enough sense to hit it and quit it. You know what I mean? Get in, get some money, and get the fuck out.
Okay, but who says that he's hitting it right now?
I mean, he got a lot of followers. He got a lot of fans. I mean, hell.
Now, I got a question, 100. He's Frank Ocean. Is this Billy Ocean's son?
I doubt it.
All right. I was just asking.
I don't even think that's his real name. I guess he probably figured, like, oh, that sounds like a cool name.
All right, well.
He was probably eating a hot dog and drinking some cranberry juice and said, ooh, Frank Ocean Spray? Frank Ocean. Oh, yeah, that's what's up.
He's like, my booty opens up like the ocean.
Oh, God. I'm going to throw up all over my computer. Enough. Please.
All right, I mean, because I was just going to put it out there. How many people care and plan on getting that album?
No takers?
All right.
Not a one.
All right, whatever. Frankie Ocean. Good luck, homie. I guess since he's not going to be doing albums anymore, he's gonna be doing like hillbilly porn or something like that.
What? Hillbilly porn?
Yeah, you didn't know, and I didn't know either. I guess hillbillies / rednecks have their own porn.
Why don't you go find yourself a pig the fuck? Anyway,
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Hillbilly porn.
Yeah, I guess it's a genre that's become popular. Yeah. That hillbilly porn, just rednecks with cut off shirts and cut off shorts.
That's not hillbilly.
Porn.
That's hillbilly.
Yeah, I guess so. You know.
That's hillbilly. I don't understand that.
I guess if somebody who looked like Daisy Duke used to look, and you'll have a guy like you must be a redneck or whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And they're very particular about their pornography. They're really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got to have it.
Well, that's very nice to know. I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
Come on, Skeeter. Let's get it.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah, I don't know what to say after that. That's kind of horrible. It's like, damn, that just happened.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, hillbilly porn, because you wanted to know, people, and I wanted to tell you.
I mean, so they have so many different genres of porn anyway. I mean, why not add hillbilly? So, I mean, hell, maybe this is something new that other people would enjoy. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, so does that mean that there's that genre of ghetto porn?
It's already out there.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
It is. It's already out there. Like,
I'm just saying, when they talk about, like, okay, we have ghetto porn, does that mean that they have, like, food stamps? And they, like, I mean, are they, like, you know, just, like, dropping, you know, the old food stamp dollar?
You know what's funny, though, about the whole food stamp thing? The people that actually need the food stamps aren't the ones that's getting it. These bitches that's getting food stamps and shit are driving Lexuses.
Right.
And staying in, you know what I'm saying, $300,000 houses because the government is paying them to pump out babies. So I don't even think that that food stamp thing applies to the hood or to the ghetto anymore. It's, you know, it's just really crazy to me. But I guess the hillbilly porn, I mean, the ghetto porn would be, you know, how they call it, the big old ghetto booty, and the guy, he comes along, he's supposed to be a so-called gangster because he got his hat on backwards with some sunglasses, and he's fucking with his pants down to his ankles with some big-ass Timberland boots on. I guess that's supposed to be ghetto porn.
Okay. You know, you were way too descriptive with that.
Yeah, his shorts are down to his ankles, but he still got his boxers up with his dick outside, hanging out the dick hole. Like, he never pulled his boxers down throughout the whole thing.
All right.
I don't know.
He's going on break. This is Pete Rock and CL Smooth. They reminisce over you.
Hear it all in verbatim, telling me how to raise my boy and let's eat.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. S, the N-word. I'm Miss 100%, and that was Pete Rock and CL Smooth. What was the name of the song? Troy.
They Reminisce Over You.
They Reminisce Over You. And that was the dancer, Heavy D, the late, great Heavy D's dancer, correct?
Yep, that was him. And speaking of Heavy D, we got a brother that's half that size here on the line. I believe this is my main man, Raj Hills. Raj, what's happening?
Nothing much. Just listening to the show. You know, I had to call in and give you some love. You know, that perfect time to that song that you played right there, especially with my project I'm releasing. It's just like, I can't even really speak on it, but yeah, I like that song.
Yeah, well, you know, that's one of the old school classics there.
So what's up with you, Raj? You got your shirt on, don't you? You're doing this interview without no shirt, I hope. It's cold as hell outside.
I'm
just messing with you.
I'm doing fine, actually, and how are
you? I'm Gucci. I'm good. Thanks for asking.
That means you're enjoying life, then, if you're goofy.
I am. I'm Gucci. I am really living and enjoying life and not just existing. You heard what I'm saying?
Right.
Just living, not just existing.
Hello.
I don't want to plug my project, but now that you're saying that, you know, I'm going to plug it real quick.
Yeah.
You know, for the listeners. And it's a project that's never been done before in music. So we're making mixtape history too, and like music history this Friday. So I didn't want to say. But I would just say, I can't tell you the title because it's advertised as something else. People think it's advertised by another artist, and we just want to keep it like that right now as a surprise to the world. But if you check out my Raj Hills on YouTube, or just Google Raj Hills or Reverb Nation, or go to YouTube on Friday, on December 21st on Friday, you're going to get a special music project that has not been done before. I keep hearing people that they do not like music that's out, and where's the real hip? But where's the music? When you go, you'll see it. I believe the classic project. You know, I got one critically acclaimed mixtape earlier this year, and I just feel like this one is straight from the heart, and it was for everybody kind of in the world, you know, to just kind of say everything that kind of people feel. So I think you'll appreciate this project. So YouTube, Rod Hills, my channel, on Friday, and you have a special project that you can download for free on all the websites and videos and everything. You'll have some special for you. That's all I can tell you.
That's all you can tell us?
Yeah, that's all I can tell
that's
you.
That's all you got.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what that is? You know what that's like? That's like, remember back in the day when your mom would be baking a cake and she'll let you lick the bowl, but when the cake get done, you got to wait until dinner after all of the adults and ate and all of that, and it seemed like you wait forever to get that piece of cake. That's what that's kind of like. Not cool at all.
I wish I could tell you, but when you talk to me next time, you would know why I did what I did, and you'll be like, wow. You know, it's a product you can appreciate. It's something you can talk about. So it's a little bit of everything. It's even controversial. So it's going to have a little bit of everything in there, but it's going to have that real music.
No, I'm just going to say this, that one, the fact that my inbox don't have a pre-advanced listen.
you know what? I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna give you that tonight. I'm gonna inbox you, but you cannot let nobody hear. My CEO, he just heard the whole thing today. He had to approve every track and everything. It was some tracks I didn't think were going to get approved, and he had to approve it. So you'll be the only person that has it, you know, because you know you got one of my best friends that you're with, and you know me and you go back, you know, so. You're going to be the first person that has it outside of my CEO. Nobody else has it. Just the director has the videos, and that's it. I only have one copy of it, to tell the truth.
So I guess I can't even let 100 listen to it either?
Yeah, but you guys can't copy it. It's not supposed to be released. You know, it's downloadable for free on Friday. You know, I just don't want, well, you know, everybody, different people to hear it. But, I mean, yeah, she can listen to it. Go ahead and let her listen to it. So you put me in a hope, and hopefully nobody's listening that knows me that's close to me and saying, oh,
you know what? I'm not going to even try to mess the flow up. I'm a patient woman. I will wait. How about that?
Okay.
Things are always better when you wait for them, especially if it's good. It's even better when you wait. So I'll wait.
All right. So y'all waiting on the on the California gun owners to offer discounts?
No, I'm not waiting on that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if y'all saw it over in Texas. The gun store owner offered a discount to teachers. Like, yeah, you know, just in case there's a massacre at your school, I can get you loaded up for cheap.
Oh, my.
And you know what's funny? It's not really funny, ha-ha, but it's funny, like, ironic that when this whole thing happened, and as I said, watching it, I said to my husband, I said, you know what is going to happen next? Every young person is going to start looking suspicious to everybody. And before you know it, you're going to have people being shot and killed, and they're not doing anything wrong. But this kind of blows the stereotype out of the box. Because, you know, the whole Trayvon Martin, because he looked suspicious, he was killed, and the whole thing where they're thinking, okay, because this is a quaint little town and it's a suburb, and you know, these are white people, we don't need security guards or metal detectors in our schools. No, that's something for the hood. That's something for, you know, black people to have, but I think this kind of opens everybody's eyes and says that evil do not care what kind of money you have, what kind of car you drive, what color skin you have. Evil wants to destroy you, period, and point blank. So everybody being armed with guns, first of all, that's not even a good idea, because half the gun store owners don't even have half the common sense that this boy had that killed all these kids.
Right.
So it's not a good idea at all.
No, I understand you on that.
Well, I know for me, when I saw it, when I first heard it, everybody started texting you and calling you, man, is you seeing this? I immediately thought about Malcolm X when he made the famous quote, the chickens coming.
Yeah, I know, with roosters coming on. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that the violence has never stopped in the poor neighborhood.
Right.
But now it hits an affluent, small, quaint town, mm-hmm. and it's a major catastrophe. And don't get me wrong. I mean, it's awful that a bunch of little kids were murdered by scum of the earth. Mm-hmm. At the same time, it's a circle of violence that has been here for a long time now.
Right. And like I said, it's opening people's eyes. People are so jaded and thinking that if you come from a two-parent home, if you have this sort of a background, this sort of a job or this amount of money, then violence is not going to reach you. No.
Right.
Not true. So.
Right.
My heart is seriously broken. Like, a 4-year-old baby was killed for no reason. But hopefully this will, change a lot of things. And I don't think changing gun laws has anything to do with it. What has to happen is people have to stop thinking that, mentally ill people don't need help. They need drugs. Stop drugging right. these people up and get them the real type of help.
Right. I agree. Wow. This just makes me feel real good about what's going on. Everything you just said, my first video that's come on Friday touches on what you just said. All the things that you just said is going to touch the thing that just happened with the shooting and about what you said in the poor neighborhood. I feel like everything that's been going on, it was like, gosh, you know, we were talking about that earlier. I didn't expect to do it. And then all of these tragic incidents and what you just said, it added up to the first thing that we're talking about, like chickens coming home to roost and then the poverty that goes on every day in the society. And it's kind of like that. It's like, it's very, very, it's all on the lines. And it mentions everything you just said. We even put a part in about the elementary. I don't even want to say it, but dang, it's just, I feel like God is guiding me because it ain't me. I didn't plan to do it, but what we're talking about, it just feels like it's a sign of the times and unexpected. Wow.
Well, supposedly, Raj, we got 3 days left. Well, two and a quarter now because we're about at the end here of this day.
We're not leaving Friday. I don't believe that.
there was a lady, she's a numerologist, and she came on TV today. And I believe in certain things, like numbers playing a big part in life, because numbers have a lot to do with the Bible and different things like that. And a woman came on and she made a lot of sense. And she said, first of all, nobody knows the day nor the hour. That's the first
right.
thing. The second
right.
thing is, she said that actually that is the 21st is a day to look forward to. When you put those numbers together, it's supposed to be a joyful day, and you're going to see a spiritual shift in the entire world, and you're going to see harmony, people coming together, and different things like that. And I'm thinking with this tragedy that just happened, look how people really are starting to come together. Everything else is being put on a back burner because most of the people have common sense.
Before we start holding hands and singing Kumbaya.
If it does happen, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with
it? It's not going to happen. Look, I know, 100, you're one of them optimists. So I have to throw some cold water on your hot
Always do that, and I hate it, but I understand. I do, trust me, I understand and appreciate where you
are. I mean, look, Rick Perry came out the next day. Y'all remember Rick Perry. If you don't, he ran for president. And him and Herman Cain was on that daily battle to see who could say the dumbest thing.
Right.
Yeah, Herman Cain.
Rick Perry. Well, Rick Perry came out and was like, yeah, teachers should have guns because, that would help the learning environment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really going to help.
Yeah.
You know what? Okay, well, let's look at it this way. I guess kids wouldn't have a choice but to learn if you got a teacher standing there with a block. Like, you know what I'm saying? Learn, motherfucker, learn. You know what I'm saying?
That damn. Just,
yeah, you have no choice but to learn.
Yeah, until the students start showing up with their block.
I know. And I can only imagine, like, you got your lunch? Yes, ma'am. You got your homework? Yes, ma'am. You got your nap? Oh, most definitely, mama. You know I stay stressed.
Wow. Dang, the teacher gang, shoot. If they don't listen to one teacher, they're telling them, don't make me have to call OOG Mr. Hammond in here or something like that. The math teacher, see, sir.
Exactly. You think about that for a second. The teacher's like, who didn't turn in their homework?
I'm known for putting one in when y'all that don't react right.
Exactly.
He's like, now y'all know I don't play.
You know what happened to Tommy, right?
Exactly.
You know what happened to Tommy. I ain't playing with y'all.
I mean, the teachers will be living by a wish rule. I wish you would not bring that. I wish.
Exactly. Parent-teacher conference. You know, you just put the Glock right there. All right, let's talk about this child.
Right. Well, you know, I thought one of the saddest things about this whole tragedy was the fact that the mother was. People thought that she was paranoid. And she was a survivalist because she always felt that something was going to happen to her and that she would need to protect herself. But the thing about it is I feel like she should have done more praying than learning how to shoot, because maybe God would have gave her some insight to, yeah, it's going to be your own son that's going to kill you, because she was the first person to get killed. He shot her in the bed while she was sleeping. And if you would kill your mama, if you would lie to your mama, you would do anything.
Well, the point was that you talking about, I go back to the chicken coming home to roost. You have a circle of violence. These people talking about, yeah, what we need is more guns. Now, I ain't talking about taking people's guns because, you know, obviously I'm for a gun. But at the same time, you can't give people who deserve special helmets guns.
Right.
That's the problem.
Because he used his own mother's guns, you know, to kill these kids. And then they're talking about, we're going to take, you know, what they're wanting to change is, you know, taking the assault rifles and stuff like the military use. The public has access to that, and they want to change that. But how is that going to change? Because he also had handguns. So you can kill a person with a handgun just as well as you can kill a person with an assault rifle. So, I mean, you're able to kill more people in a shorter amount of time, but you're still a gun. So how is this, in my opinion, how is that going to change people or deranged people or evil people wanting to kill kids? That's not going to change anymore.
Well, it's not just about one. I just think he wanted to kill anybody. It didn't matter who was in that classroom. I mean, it could have been 35 leprechauns. There would have been 35 dead leprechauns.
Yeah.
That's where he was.
Right.
He didn't give a damn about nothing that day. And it just, there's no real solution. Mm-hmm. I can't see a solution in sight. It's just going to be some of the same old, same old. Yeah, we should have gun control. No, we shouldn't have gun control. This was sad that it happened.
Yeah, and I mean, just one last point, 15 seconds. You know, a very good point that I made with somebody else the other day is evil is evil. And we have to stop trying to confront and battle evil with our intellect, because intellect is no match for real, pure evil. And I've said this before, and I know Mr. F the N-word, he laughs at me a lot when I say that people are just born evil. just like people are naturally born to be good people and they're going to do the right thing throughout their whole life, there's people that are born into this world and they're just pure evil. And that's not, you can't use your intellect to try to understand it or try to change it because it's not going to happen. And we have to just accept that.
That was longer than 15 seconds.
I know, that was like 22. Right. My bad.
Yeah, you can't. Anyway, Rod, before we go on break, man, I want to thank you for calling in. And of course, as always, teasing us with, yeah, I'm coming out with this album. I can't tell you about it. Oh, man, I got this video. It's dope. You know,
I will tell you guys this note to all you and your listeners. Just go on YouTube, onto my YouTube channel on Friday, Rod Chills, and you'll understand why I didn't want to tell you. It's just like a surprise. Like when something hasn't been done and you know you did it from the heart and it relates to people in the world and it actually touches on. I want it to be a surprise because it's work and it's the same stuff that's not. And it's going to make you be like, wow. So just go in there and you'll see why I made you wait and everything like that. So just go to my YouTube channel, Rod Chills. People in the industry are already talking about it. And then, you know, the people close in the circle. And I just want it to be a surprise where you'd be like, damn, he didn't have to do that. And he did. And that's what I believe you'll be saying when you go in there Friday.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Okay, same here. Y'all have a great night.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, man. All right. That was Rod Hills in the building, pumping his album. Hopefully, the thing that hasn't been, hopefully he keeps that shirt on.
That's what I said. It's cold out here, man.
Yeah, I can't.
You better keep that damn shirt off.
No disrespect, but I can't be looking at these videos where you're ripping off your shirt, dog.
And on that note.
Yeah, we're going to get out of here because we don't went too far. And going on break here. This is J. Rue the Damager. Ain't the Devil Happy.
Now I'll be fooling around. I tell the truth. Nothing's secret. Secret. I double search for the purpose to be mortality. I alter my physical chemistry. Mock the valley of the shadow of death. I exist even when no things are left. Vibrations transcend space and time. Pure at heart because I deal with the mind. That's why I compose these verses. Lord of all worlds, my thoughts are now universes. Written on these pages is the ageless wisdom of the sages. Ignorance is contagious. So I hope you keep me focused. There's no hocus pocus. In the end, it's just us. The killing brother, it's insane. Going out like Abel and Cain. Winding up and use your brain. There'll be no limit to the things that you can gain. In positivity, balance it with negativity. Until then, ain't the devil happy.
I hope you hear this and try to change this, cause it's disastrous. Who gets the most loot? Who gets bust? Dollar bill, y'all, is the God we trust. The days go by like dust, even men of steel rust. We're out here acting ridiculous when only we can save us. Mentally enslave us for little or nothing. Kill our neighbors. Animalistic, cannibalistic behavior. Listen to the child for your savior. He won't save you. He didn't save your forefathers. Why bother, brother? You must discover the power of self. Know thyself, perform thyself, hate in thyself, kill in thyself. Why we collect the wealth that you sit back and murder for? Ain't the devil happy?
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I'm Miss 100%, Queen of the Little People, and that was J. Rue. Ain't the devil happy?
Yep. Amy?
He's laughing right now.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Not for too long, though.
Okay. You say so. I think he's going to be all right. He's real happy. I don't see nothing changing.
It will. You just got to have faith.
I got faith in people being stupid. That's my faith. As far as having faith, this fiscal cliff they've been talking about, everybody falling off, kind of funny. You know, they were talking about tax cut that is supposed to go down, where the tax cut will obviously benefit the wealthy, but everyone else is going to take a hit if Congress doesn't allow for the tax break for the middle class and on down, because supposedly the middle class makes $400,000 a year.
That's what they say. Middle class is middle.
Yeah, but I mean, I've always thought the middle class was like 100.
Yeah, I thought middle class was like $100,000. To me, if you're bringing in $400,000 a year, really, you shouldn't be complaining about that. Not a thing. Because in this day and time, that is a nice little piece of change.
Yeah. and before I go any further, you know, I got to give a shout out because I didn't do it last week. Shout out to a longtime listener, blogger, and co-host a few times, Chocolate. Welcome back.
She's back.
Yep.
Hey, Chocolate. What's up, girl? I missed you. I mean, she can't tell me nothing back unless she call in, because we would really love to hear her voice, but I missed you, girl.
All right. But I mean, get back to that. I mean, I've always been amazed when we start talking about what's supposed to be something good for everybody that never happens. I mean, it doesn't happen for us, at least. You know, they start talking about these tax breaks and what could happen for people. It's never anything that benefits people. It's always things that are no good. I mean, a perfect example. You know, we're talking fiscal cliffs. There's a report where they came out and somebody wanted Obama to build a Death Star.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I mean, I'm looking for my pistol right now because I'm just tired.
Yeah, well.
I mean, a baseball bat, a wet noodle, something. I mean, this what the hell? A Death Star?
Right. Well, you know, if we're going to build a Death Star, I mean, that would be like a super drone. And you know what I've been asking Obama, and if you listening, if you listening, I'm asking for the drone strike. First people you got to hit is in Westboro.
Yes.
Church. I mean, why haven't they been shot by the cops? I don't understand.
They evil. Like I told you, they evil. Because evil don't want to kill evil. Evil want to kill good. And these people are just plain outright nasty and evil. I don't understand what kind of God they think they worshiping and serving, but they need to cut it out.
Well, look, they're not going to cut it out. And I'm just saying that, look, Obama, there are some folks you need to hit. We have a call from Facebook. Facebook.
Hello.
Welcome to Smooth Drama. You're live on the air.
Hello.
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 What the fuck you talking about?
What the fuck you talking about?
Just you talking all that shit.
And I'ma keep talking all that shit. What are you calling for?
He's gone.
Wow.
Wait. We got another caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Queen of the little people.
I missed you, girl. Where you been? Why you been
working?
Playing? You hit me to the curb completely.
No, I was there a few times, and you were gone here, there, and everywhere. I guess that's what it's like, huh, Queen?
So how's things going? Everything going well?
Oh, yeah. Everything's good.
Okay.
So we doing the social hour right now?
Yeah.
Yes, you know what? I just logged in and saw, and I was like, let me call them up.
Well, I mean, first I want to say thank you for your support. And, you know, we did hit a little milestone. We hit over 100,000 listeners, and you're one of the people who were directly responsible for a lot of the listenership and support. So,
well, congratulations. You guys deserve it.
Well, it's a part of you congratulating yourself because you are a former co-host. You've co-hosted
a
few times.
You are our Smooth Drama correspondent, so.
look, and you guys know I wanted to say this bit about the middle class. You know, now how they're trying to say it's $400,000. They tweaked that number to suit whatever they want to say about the middle class, because they went as low as $25,000 to $100,000 when they talk about the range. And now $400,000, that's four times the amount they've been talking.
Right. And you're right. It always changes just to try to get their point across or to get whatever they want passed. They will manipulate the numbers so that they can get it done. And to me, this whole fiscal cliff thing, that's what it's all about, getting their agenda passed. It has nothing to do with caring for the American people whatsoever.
All right. Now, I got to ask the question. Did y'all hear about or see what happened to President Obama when he was on Before the Game? And people weren't appreciative that he interrupted the game to give a speech?
No, I didn't see.
And I didn't see that either.
Well, it was a Twitter Twitter clan fest, pretty much. Get that N-word off the screen. I mean, it was ridiculous. Because, you know, he was giving the speech about what happened, that atrocity, and folks wasn't appreciative of it because it was getting in the way of the football game. Because, as you know, football is more important in real life.
Than anything else. Just like with Hurricane Sandy hitting New York area, everything closed down, but they still have football games.
Yeah. So our president is talking to the nation about this tragedy, and they decide that, oh, now he's a nigga. Well, he's been a nigga, but now they tweeting, you a nigga, get your ass off of TV because I want to see my football game. But not even realizing that it could have been their 5-year-old baby that got shot and killed.
Well, they don't care unless it is theirs. That's when they care.
They don't care until it happened to them.
Right.
Then they want somebody to console them. No, we're going to remember that. So when something bad happens to you, get your ass off of TV. We don't want to hear it. How about that?
How about we just don't have them on TV?
You know what? And that is the reason why a lot of this stuff keeps happening. If y'all haven't noticed, every time the media reports something bad happening, like the school shootings, they always want to refer back to what happened before. Oh, this is worse than this time. This is worse than that time. Did they ever realize that's why people keep doing it? Because they're sick and they want to make a name for themselves. So they... And they're manipulating the numbers. Oh, it was 35 people. It was 38 people. You know, and they're just making numbers up and putting it out there just to get ratings and to get people to watch their newscast.
And my thought is, how are we supposed to start healing if you are showing it day after day after day on every single channel?
Right. How is the family supposed to heal? I mean... And they have to keep watching, replaying that. They're already replaying it over and over in their mind, you know. And then they have to bury their baby. And then they come home and they have to see this mess on the TV, hear it on the radio. Just leave it alone. Stop giving it fire. Stop fueling the fire.
Right.
Well, all I know is it's not going to stop. I mean, obviously, this is the story that's going to get through our last 3 days before it's over with. So you got 3 days left, Chocolate. What you going to do?
What, 3 more days of this story?
No, you got 3 days left, period.
You know the world is for the Mayans.
Oh, you know, I don't believe that mess. Just like they said the world was going to end, what, May 20th?
Yeah, 21st.
Yeah.
Oh, 21st. Well, whatever. I knew it wasn't going to end then. It's not going to end now, so.
It just keep getting 6 months. That's all.
It just.
Anyway, well, I want to thank you, Chocolate, for coming on and for your support. And feel free to jump in anytime.
Oh, my pleasure.
Don't you disappear again on me, girl. No, I'm just
playing. Okay, you guys take care and have a Merry Christmas.
All right, you too.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. And on that note, from my man, Rod Hills, thank you for calling in. Shout out to Chocolate. From Miss 100%. Queen of the Little People. I am Mr. F the N Word, and y'all know who we are. We smooth drama, and we don't pull up for the jumper. We go to the hole, and I throw that alley oop, and we of course are giving what 100.
Stink face bitches. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.